Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Are you doing ASMR again for everyone?
Today it's a salted caramel for Philbert.
€3.10.
Do you know what?
Do
you want to know actually something really upsetting? And I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth.
Anyway, go on.
Because I'm a gym girl, I was in the gym the other day, right? We're going to get more into that later. Because I was in the gym the other day and I done...
Where were you?
The gym. I done a heated polar class,
oh, no.
Okay?
Did you pass out?
Oh my
it's
God. Melted
it?
Into a puddle on the floor and I couldn't get up.
It's worse than that religion room we recorded in.
It was hefty, but you know what it is? You get a horn during it because you're like, if I'm sweating this much and I can't breathe, something good has to come from this at the end of it. So you kind of get a bit of a buzz during it. But I came out at the end and there's these vending machines and fly fit. So I says, right, you know what? It has a little tappy cardi bit. And I goes, yeah, I'm going to have a little fulfill bit. I'm going to finish my coffee and I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to do
you
legs.
Bring coffee everywhere? Like, it's being clashed. I'm bringing a hot coffee. Like, what's the crack with that?
Because I need to have a coffee. But the great thing about my mouth. There's lots of great things about my mouth, let me tell you. But one of the great things is ever since I was on treatment, I can't drink anything that's scalding. So if I leave the coffee, I can come back to it and I'm still happy with the temperature that it's at to drink it. So after the class, I came back out and I was going to have a coffee and I was going to get a fulfill bar out of the fucking vending machine. €3.50 it took out me, right? Now I just watched that fall out, a little loopy thing. Bounced off the little drawer that's supposed to come out and it flew into the back of the machine. I was at the taking out a credit union loan to get that fucking fulfill bar and the thing just flew into the back of the machine and I knew fine well that they didn't have a key for that outside company comes in to fill them. So I just stood there.
Is that true? I thought everyone has one.
No.
No, because that happened to us.
Because Lindsay Kane's the area manager. Yeah, I am calling you.
Yeah,
Lindsay Kane is the area. I text her. I said, I know you're in Amsterdam, but I paid a down payment on a fulfill bar and I want the back. Like, she said, yeah, well, clearly that's not your problem. I was like, right.
What happened to us and John? Where are we? Yeah.
Are you recording? I'd like to hope so. No, well, do you know what? I will need a break because I'm busy here now.
Right, well, I'll tell you what happened to us at the vending machine. So we are in fucking Reg How. And the whole, I think I was with Jocelyn, I think she was at some family party and she like, come up to my room, you just stay there. And I was like, Grant, like, we'll have some after drinks, a little bit of a sing song. We spent €30 in the vending machine, but didn't we never take it out one by one? So when we went to push, nothing pushed, there was just €30 of everything just stacked up. Now, bear in mind, they hate me in there if I'm working next door. They fucking despise me. Like, and they're just like, you're not coming in. I was like, I have a room. They're like, Sean, not today. They just hate me for some reason. So that happened. And I was like, oh, I'll sort this. And Justin was like, maybe don't. Because all the stories you tell me about you trying to come in, like, after night, you're never going to get in. I went up and they're like, we can just give you a toothbrush and some toothpaste. I was like, no, I want me €30 full of drink that I can mix with my vodka upstairs. And they just had more. And they're like, are you even in here? I was like, I'll actually take the toothbrush. The toothpaste.
Thank you
so much. So yeah, €30 on that. That's the worst thing that ever happened.
Can you just add a little bit more to that story while I finish me back? How'd you get on this week, love? Tell me about your week.
I kept ignoring Carly, everyone. Ignoring her for how many days. She's texting everyone and then Annie's got the guards and all out for me. No, you literally
I had to ring a wellness check to the gaff because he wasn't answering me.
At one side was like 13 unopened meshes and she's like, no, see you, pig. I just was very tired.
Show what you do. If you don't want that and got to do with me, if you don't want to love me, you just say, listen, Carly, need a bit of time. I'm like, all right, daddy, no worries. But the problem is, yeah, daddy, do you not like that? Am I not sexy? If I looked nice today, you would have enjoyed that.
What, daddy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're calling me daddy?
Yeah.
I have 4 on me back.
I didn't mean daddy. I didn't mean sugar daddy. I just meant daddy, like you're good looking.
All right, I'll take that.
Right, okay. So, Where was I going?
You were talking about me not replying to.
Oh, yeah. We do a podcast together, Sean, and believe it or not, I need to figure out when we need to go to the studio together. And regardless of what you believe in your brain, I do have a life. So I sometimes need to plan things. So when
do
I...
Do you have a life?
A little small tiny bit, yeah, no.
Against the world.
Me and me, Emma. Emma's a good jumper.
No.
The spine is right.
Emma had everyone out there doing all that because I seen about five of the best.
Someone wrote underneath me video and goes, Jesus, Emma's a busy girl this week. She's everywhere. Busy. I said, yeah, well, I'm the funniest and I was. Because you know what I did? You want to know how petty I am? Went around looking at all the likes on everybody's reels and mine had the most.
Go on, Mrs. Brown.
If so, do you know what? You're friends with me long enough to know how much I laugh like that and you're only calling
you
me out on that
every
lane.
Now and again.
Sean, I laugh like that years now.
Carly,
everybody
you have
else
nine accents when you talk. Literally.
Sean.
Show pony stopper.
No, it's not even that. It's when I get right. So someone said this recently on my Instagram. They were like, since when are you this common? Excuse me now. Who's
it's Ian.
Oh, for
it's
fuck's Ian. Sake.
I was looking at the...
He's had to write into a group and I thought I was had to get the little sexy text off someone, but listen, doesn't matter. Yeah, someone wrote underneath the video and was like, since when do you talk like that? So I was like, oh, do you know what? What the fuck? No, because don't get me wrong. When I first started Instagram, I did talk different because I was shitting and I was terrified. And when I get nervous, I go posh. So obviously I didn't sound the way I sound now because I was terrified to speak on the camera. So I went back to the video.
You actually did, didn't you? You were very well spoken.
I was. Do you know what it was? I was watching how I was talking. My nerves was just gone. So I went back to when I was on treatment and all, and videos of me stark bald, and the noise of me is worse in them than it is now. Since when do you sound like that? How long are you following me? I'm at strap. Like, I'm talking like this a very, very long time.
Very, very.
There's videos of me, Sean, and I mean, there's not a hair on my head.
No.
And I sound worse than what I do now.
What did them people say about it that was laughing about them big, the lads that are in England doing the podcast?
They said I was like Angelica. Our the Rugrats.
Someone said it was like you fell like a lollipop.
Oh no, I wrote a tweet saying it was like men are vicious when they're slagging each other or whatever. And I was like, yeah, men are vicious. I was like, my friends are fucking vicious. I said, when I was in Stark in the middle of treatment for breast cancer on chemotherapy, they said that I looked like a lollipop that was dropped on a dirty carpet.
Now look at you. Fucking hell.
I tore 10 heads of hair, so ha ha to all me baldy friends. No. Ha ha. Oh, yeah, no, I am saying ha ha. And you can pay €500 for your extensions.
Are you looking at me?
Do you know what? Did I already say this joke on the podcast? No, it's not even a joke. Why am I saying it's a joke? Did I already say this on the podcast where one of me exes, right, used to be with a board and I really, really disliked her. I actually don't dislike her anymore. She never done that wrong on me. It was just one of them childish
Everyone's
things.
Everyone's going to try calculate all this.
Take it out, and you know what?
You
may
get
fucking
it.
Try. But anyway, he was with this board before me and we were having an argument one day and I was like, do you know what? Text your ex board with our polyester fucking hair and get her fucking back. Yeah, then a couple of years later I got cancer and not my hair fell out and I had to wear polyester hair too. So... enjoy that. Did I already say that on this? Because I feel like I don't know. Ian sitting here in bafflement. He's like, no. Yeah, well, I did. I said, get your fucking ex with a polyester hair shedding all over your bedroom like epoxy board, a collie. And then.
You're very bitter, aren't you?
I
you just hold a grudge. Not anymore.
No, but she was a little bit of a tick like, so I'm glad that I slagged her. But at the same time, it just all came back on me, didn't it? So here we are. Talk about karma chameleon crawling up me back and ain't the arse on me. Great. Nice one.
Is that full bar for you
now? I don't know. The coffee isn't even supped yet and I'm bouncing.
Ian, how is it all together now? Just a thumbs up. Why don't you ever want to speak on your podcast?
Why are you so nervous?
You're producing this, baby.
He's twiddling his little
And don't fucking take that out. Don't be looking at the time either to text to the group. Ian takes himself out and I'm going to keep saying it until we get put in every single podcast.
I always hear Ian giggling in the background.
No, you do.
Yeah. little one of them ones.
I can't hear the ringing anymore.
Do you know what happens? I'm telling you now if my eardrums are affected from this.
Oh, my.
Because I'd be getting hit with a hefty fine.
I actually think I have an ear infection from last week. I'm just saying, I'm deafer.
Absolutely.
Ian's like,
do you ever get your ears syringed?
Oh, disgusting.
Have you ever had it on?
No, because whatever happened then, I was just, obviously my mom was just like, I know I told the story, but I'm going to tell you this again. I'm deaf. My mom's in the pub and she's like, no, we're going home. I was like, no, ma, there's blood everywhere. So she brought me down the next day because she's like, oh, I'm not
What,
moving.
Your ear was bleeding?
Oh, it was blood all from my shoulder down my like, tracksuit.
Yeah, no, I just
like,
wasn't sure where
she
you
was like, just put yourself under the table. Here's a packet of crisps inside down it and shut up.
She's right.
And I'm sitting there screaming, crying, there's blood everywhere. And I say, everyone was like, oh, she's awful. But she's very drunk. She wants to bring me to
I used to get was a smack of a packet of potatoes. No, shut your mouth. Sit it.
So I went down the next day, sat there for about 9 hours, and the telly wasn't even working, so me and my mom were just looking at each other. Obviously back then I was just like, yeah, like,
say she was hanging and she hated
she
it.
She was dying.
Yeah.
And I went in and they started like vacuuming me area, and I was like, no, what's sorry? But it felt like someone just kept like taking 5 strands of hair and just pulling them at the same time, because everything was just clogged up from blood to everything in there. Ooh. It was awful. So that's my syringe and a bit of water in it. But are you on about
so like, it was put, a syringe?
Yeah, it was like water, and then it was like a vacuum to get all the shit that was like congested
right,
all the way
yeah,
down.
But you didn't enjoy the syringe?
No, they probably took my eardrum with me. That's
right,
why.
Right, okay. No, well, usually a syringe
is it like a clonic for your hoop?
Yeah.
Look at Ian, he's like, yeah, from
your
hoop.
Me and Ian only had this conversation last week. It's the most divine feeling ever. It's like lukewarm water and they just whoosh into your ear and you can just all out. Oh yeah, I love it. Oh,
what can you, you can just what?
There's also a few sound effects in last week's one when I was talking about sucking a solid.
No, very funny.
What's the story with me?
She has another one for us this week as well.
Oh, there's actually a few.
Is there?
Yeah, no, my mum was disgusted over last week's episode because I said Blue Yamuk and she's still not talking to me over it.
Well, Blue Yamuk all over the fucking place. I ended up going for one or two little quiet drinks, didn't I?
Did you?
I ended up.
Is that when you went on the missing list and I couldn't find you, yeah? All right.
But no, I'm telling Ian, look at me, Ian. Look at me when I'm speaking. Look at her. I ended up in a strip club. Strip club. It was €300 for a dance. Like, there was about 5 people in the place. It was awful.
Sean, can you just explain?
I can't explain.
Right.
I just ended up on one part and the next, you know, I clicked my fingers. Well, someone else clicked their fingers and I was in a strip club. It was very funny, to be fair.
Did you see a titty?
Oh, I see it. Oh, I see everything.
Sean's like, ew.
And she was falling on, like, because the pole was, like, right where you are. And she, the stage was, like, still coming over her. It was like you were, like, a famous person. You only go to the crowd and they're able to touch their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
She was able to touch me with every bit of her soul. And I was sitting there like a bald child. I was like, oh. I was like, I'm going to smile and support you. And then one of the girls was like, are you Brazilian? You have skin like Brazilian, bleeding massive and all. And I was like, she's trying to give us a sexy dance on your ass now, where she's from. She's like, your hair is bleeding massive. She's like, is that all real? And I was like, I want to look like you and all. I was like, no. She is, you have to like pay and train to your for a dance. Everything came out. Everything. And
did you just pay for a dance?
Oh, it was smelling the carpet and all. It was, no, it was awful.
No, Sean, my own nerves not gone because I got followed home from a strip club before and it wasn't okay.
Yeah, well, it happened to us, I think, I already told us.
You spoke a bit, what are you going to say about Cancun? Yeah, no. You talked about
one of them, that's when we left the thing. I don't think I said the other one. But no. The other one was basically, we were all out and about and obviously the place is mental, but you're obviously able to be in this complex because it's like 2 seconds away. In the little club, all the go-go dancers going wild, but walking into the toilet and we have this like, what is it like, you know when you're going to fucking bleeding Nashville and you have them wooden doors, the saloon doors, that
yeah,
was like,
yeah, that's
but
what
that's what I was like, but in the toilet and it was like this size, right. But just like the flick of the switch was at the top of it. So like, it's not like it was down the middle, like, so they just basically flicked it open and just opened the door and they're like, hey, I was like, I'm just in the toilet. And he was like, yeah, no. He's like, so this is you. Like, this is where you are with your friends. And this is the hotel you're staying in. And he's like, money? I was like, oh, I said, we're going home tomorrow. We have no money. He's like, 400 each. I was like, oh, like, we literally have no money. Yeah, we had to give money to him then, basically. But we were able to, like, have to give 400 because we're going to be robbed.
Yeah. Stop the fucking lights.
No.
So this man walked into the toilet to you, said, I know where you're staying, what your real number is, I know who your friends are.
And he was like,
you
if you don't give it
money?
To me, like everyone else is outside. But he looked like he was just a part of the crew. Like, it was looked like he was dressed up with all these different people, but it wasn't like all his little cliques were all in the corners and we were like, there and there watching you. And I was like, oh God, we must have looked like we just had money.
Oh, no, you just look like tourists and they were like, well, I got a chance of your fucking arm. Like,
yeah, well, like, I wish we were just white girl wasted because everyone was just gay-eyed. We were just normal. So maybe they were like, oh, they can string a sentence together.
Oh,
but they were literally like, it was just spooky.
So you gave them 400 what?
For just $400. It was between all of us, so it wasn't really anything.
Just for...
Yeah, well, it was either that or I'm going to be
mean.
Trafficked.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I was like, I've already played this game before. I was like, just give them what they want. Give them what they want.
Sean's gone through the safety program at home with Mama P. And what do you do, Sean, when they come up to you?
Give them everything. I was like, no, hand me phone. I was like, take it, don't rob me.
No, in fairness, my mom always said, listen, if anybody ever tries to stop you and take it, just fucking give it to them. You can replace whatever it is. You can't replace your spleen. So if you just want to give them absolutely everything they ask for, walk away.
No.
You're poor team.
I know. And
I
got
on
diabetes on Friday, so I'm bollocks now. I'm going to be like, no, freaking out.
I see. That's me binging. That's me watch.
Sorry, like, you're always pinpointing me in. I'm going to clatter the head off you one day.
Oh.
That was giving me dog's abuse. Sean, knock your phone off.
I actually had a domestic and I'm just, do you know what? None of my business. Not my circus, not my monkeys. You say, oh my God, I didn't do me quote of the week. Can you put this in at the start? So.
Quote of the week. You only started last week.
Stop now. I forgot.
I was doing it a week.
Actually forgot to do me quote of the week last week because you all just do is distract me.
Carly, you don't shut up.
Chant.
It's a good day to have a good day. Come
that
on.
Was the other one.
It was don't a brilliant so day that day.
It was a great day.
It was a brilliant.
I'm just sorry. I'm just looking for
it. You so don't love right. it that much now, for fuck's sake.
If I have to lose my temper in this lunchbox, I will.
Oh, it's very warm.
And it's very warm.
He didn't put that. Now, oh, look at him looking at it. He's like, you're not allowed to touch it.
Yeah, right, don't touch it. It's actually, it was 22 last week. It's 21 now, Ian. Yeah, so it did change.
Lying bastards.
Anyway.
Come on.
You can't be drained by what you don't entertain.
You just put that up, didn't you?
Remember that, girls, now. Yeah, and that's all I wanted to say.
Are you going
to
remember that?
No. I've actually been really living my life by it the past 4 days, Sean. I'll have you know.
Well, you fucking can't remember, so obviously not.
I'm up since 7 o'clock this morning. Very tired.
What are you doing?
The gym, honey. So I seen you were having a bit of a debacle about your clothing situation, but you got an ASOS package. Please, Sean, please tell me there's something in it that looks
nice.
Yeah,
some little pox texted me, it was like, Beggy Mitchell. I said, I'm not begging for clothes. They were like putting
that's
up.
I was like,
if anyone knows me, I was like, yes, know that I'm a last minute bastard.
You but also, if you want something, you'll just say it.
Oh, yeah. Literally, I want these wonders. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I ordered off. Now, some page texted me, like, are you going to Ibiza? I was like, yeah, grand. And they were like, send me on some bits. I was like, so I did. And I was like, okay, cool. And I sent loads of bits on, but I thought they were just going to text on and see which ones I could get. So I was like, right, cool, brilliant. And I was like, hey, just wondering what's what. And they're like, just send us on your waiting thing. So I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, they're going to get me everything. So I was like, oh, I said, here's
me.
You
are the most optimistic person I know.
I was like, here's me waiting. Here's everything you need to know. I said, here's me PPS, everything.
Yeah, everything.
So I was like, grand. And I was like, right, great. When it is going to be sent out? And I was texting, I was like, hey, where it is? And they're just like, should be there on time. But I was like, can you just give me a bit of insight so I know what I'm ordering to kind of balance everything out and what I know, like outfit wise? And they're like, yeah, should be there on time. I was like, oh, great. So I didn't hear from them and it never came. And I was like, right, bollocks. I said, I'm stuck here. And I was like, oh, fuck, we're on Monday. What was that, bank holiday?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, didn't order Sunday. I ordered Tuesday morning at 5:30 in the morning. I was up to looking at clothes.
Yeah.
€700. I ordered board of clouds and I had a link and all, but obviously because it went past 12 o'clock, the link expired for 20%. So I had to pay the full thing because no one's up at that time.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, if I don't order this now, it's not going to be there. So there I was ordering and it was like dispatched when I woke up. I was like, right, that's great. And then one of the girls in work was like, hey, there's a parcel here from for you. And I was like, you can go. I'm fucking shy. Went up and I got one like two piece and one short. Oh, yeah. And I was like, grand, it works out perfectly for the two things I need. But aren't the shorts down to me? I'm like Adam Sandler going around. I'm like Adam fucking Sandler.
I'm just waiting for them to play Gangnam Style.
No, literally. I was like, no, me fuck. And all the girls in my work were like, oh, they're disgusting. I said, no. I said, leave it with me, will you? I said, so I had to go get the altar today.
So you can't bear the petal pushers for your holidays?
Literally, no way am I used to put you in 3/4 length, but they were like,
oh my God,
Arlie
Kennedy's going to kill me. She was wearing a pair of shin bashers the other day, and that's what I said to her. I said, they're a lovely length, look.
Oh, no, they're awful. It was awful. Like boxer shorts. You know the way the boxers come out and like that?
Them checky
there.
Boxer shorts, them crepe paper things.
But they're all up to me fucking gooch now, so it's all right.
So is someone altering
them? I went in, and normally she's like about 30, 35, and I was like, oh, I had 35 cash there lying there. I was like, that's great. But I went in, and I was like, hey, and I wouldn't. She was down the fucking end making a little. She has like a little, like this room. Like she does everything in this room, but down the end, a whole fucking kitchen's there, like on just one shelf. She's there since she's about 4, I say.
Yeah.
Came up and I was like, hey, and she was like, I was like, I'd be like Adam Sandler and them. And she just started laughing, she like, just gives a tenner. I said, oh, brilliant, now, love.
Oh, so look,
I
got you delighted, a burger.
So we'll see how we get on with them tomorrow. I have so much to do.
So did your ASOS clothes look nice on you?
My ASOS clothes came. And ASOS, if you're listening, not that you are. You know the way it tells you, like, your fit assistant, you know?
Yeah,
it was like waist 32. I said, me come to my waist 32. Like Peppa, I said, no, I'm a 30 waist.
Sean!
I'm a 30 waist on my life.
I'm a 32!
Yeah, well, to me, I'm a 30 waist on my life. And then I'm sitting there overthinking. I'm like, oh, bollocks. I said, they normally get a right. So I was like, they're the first things I tried on. Do you think they fit me? And I was like,
so did Pepper 32 didn't fit you?
No.
Ah.
Look, you're like, I'm going away in a few weeks. So I got them, tried to order a few bits on. I said, no, fuck this. And then another two piece I ordered, the shorts are boxers, but they're not really boxers, they're shorts, but they have the two buttons on them.
Oh,
don't.
Lovely.
No, don't.
Can you not just cut the buttons off them?
Oh no, because they have the little thing, like, but it doesn't like physically.
Oh, the pussy part.
The pussy part where you could just like give it easy access and just go for like all
peekaboo.
No, I won't peekaboo.
Yeah, I hope someone peekaboos you over here so you'll get out of me here. I really do. Hello, residents of Ibiza. If anybody is listening,
I know it's August
just...
now. That's when Spooky Wookie said, "I'll see someone."
Don't be too. I'm telling you, right? So if there's anybody in Ibiza that has any sort of gay LGBTQIA plus member of their clan, please just send them over to Sean Phipps if they see him, please.
Ah, no, I'll be alright. And I know.
Look at Sean, the second
I'm like,
there's an
sweating, I'm
the
like,
second there's an opportunity,
I wouldn't even
Sean's
know
like,
what
no.
To say. I have a podcast, so I don't know what to say. Oh God, no. So yeah, I'm ready to rock for that. Bollocks. See the girls' hotels.
DMR. Oh. Actually, no, take that out because I might, if, unless I'm getting paid, I'm not fucking. I'm telling you. No, leave it in. You're not like, go on. No, it does look beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful.
Gifted. Imagine. Gifted. And it's about 900 grand out, bleeding night in there.
Imagine me texting the traveller. Hello. Hello. Can I have a free debate? Who the fuck is this? Oh God, love us now. Fair fucks to the man. It does look amazing, and I'm very, very jealous of yourself. Do you know where I'm going?
Where? Go on.
Albufeira.
And tell everyone where you're staying and how to describe what it looks like, please.
Right, lads. Oh God, Jamie.
She
no,
done
I
no.
Nervous,
she
too.
Done no background check on this.
No, it wasn't me. It was actually Kira Burke's at UMA Tankor. So anyway,
I'm not going.
My friends obviously are in lovely relationships and all the whole lot, and they have partners to go on the holidays
I didn't get
with.
Asked.
Obviously, I don't. No, you didn't get asked because you were going on 84 holidays yeah. already. So, did you say I did ask you? Look
yeah.
at me, like I did
get
asked.
Yeah, it's like spiteful hole over there. I knew you'd say I didn't.
So, anyway, Kira and Aaron, me two friends, they were like, fuck it, come on, we just go on a little last minute, cheap, fucking cheerful holiday and we'll have a ball, right? So I says, lovely. I was looking at lovely hotels and all and going, boys and girls, what about this one? And they were like, Cardi,
I'll
like,
you on Tenerife.
No.
Are you not?
No, I wouldn't
right, go
lie
on,
to
go on, go on, go on.
To Portugal. And I was like, lovely, we'll just book this. And they were like, oh, Kira's had to be in a bleeding Kerry for 2 weeks. And it's more expensive. You'd actually go to Kerry, like, for more than Orlando now
no,
at this
you
stage.
Would.
It's
she
ridiculous.
Came back with four sheep and a cow.
Yeah.
Literally
ridiculous.
Every single time.
The poor bastard. And I wouldn't mind. It just costs a fortune. So she's had to be in there. Aaron's had to be living his life as he does.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a bollocks. You know what he's like. He'd go anywhere.
Bollocks.
So they were like, look, we just want something cheap and cheerful. I was like, what's the fucking price range? So he said anyway. And I said, we wouldn't get a shed for that. So here we go. We'll try and find something. Cost Kira Bugs baiting the bleeding keyboard off something. And she sends us these two rooms. So do you know in Spain, right, you have them real old apartments and everything's fucking wooden. I'm gonna be like Geppetto over in Spain. Fucking hell, everything's wood, the beds are wood, every bastard thing in the apartment is wooden. And then there's a lovely pattern on the walls, you know, like the Wetherspoon plates, the blue and the white. It's like a cheap China print. The toilet's made over, the sink's made over, the walls, the tiles, the floors, the ceiling. And I get really bad migraines, so I'm going to be strung out on the salpidine
no,
the whole time
won't.
We're over. Do you want to know the better part? There's no pill.
Oh, Carly, you knew what? Like, you had it, like, you looked at this and you booked
Sean,
it.
I just wanted to leave the country because I haven't left since 2019. Because
so
I don't know if you know this, but I wasn't well. So,
oh,
what happened was,
off.
I haven't been actually on a holiday since 2019. So I said, you know what? I'll go anywhere because friendship will get you through anything. That's what I said.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's your quote for the day?
Friendship will get
no,
you through.
Know.
Oh, sorry.
Living off for the last 4 days and fuck.
I'm very fucking tired. So anyway, I have to stay in this ranch. There's no pool in it.
Like Dolly Parton.
But Joe Kira just keeps on saying,
what?
Lovely breakfast place now beside it.
Oh, she's disgusting.
Oh, there's a lovely
breakfast.
And Kira's like, 250 full Irish, yeah? I'm like, Kira, will you fucking stop?
No,
like,
tell everyone what she does for a living.
She's a chef.
Chef. But you think being a chef, and her food actually is lovely.
It is.
That she would like have some concept of horrible food.
No, she eats rubber
oh,
fries. She loves
this,
it.
Where are we? Sorry, can't come, but I'm only talking about breakfast this time. The girl came out. Did I say this before when she came out with me? I'm going to tell you this again because you deserve
mashed
to hear it.
Mashed potato or something.
Runny mashed potato with like water
like
on the out.
Cream and
she
cream.
Had a sugar donut beside it, a bit yeah. of fruit and then beans. And she was like just bleeding massive. And you can picture her sucking her fingers as well, can't you? While she's eating it. It's disgusting. But yeah, so that's that. You get to live in a ranch, you and Dolly.
I get to live in an absolute dungeon.
There's a beach beside you, is there not?
Sean. Sean, I have, right, I don't think people understand I go through an awful lot of struggle. I have really bad eczema. The sand is going to irritate.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets really sore and then I sunburn really easy and the beach is the key place to get sunburned and there's just, nothing's okay.
You're going to have that factor 100. No, prescribed from the doctor.
Hello, P20, sponsor me, please. No, Sean.
I have some at home.
Oh, beautiful. Thank
beautiful.
You. But, yeah, so that's my life. So if you see me putting up pictures in Spain,
mind
ignore
Daddy
the patron
this.
On the wall because I'm already had been sobbing over for the past 2 months. I have a question for you.
What?
Speed one.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. I'm not going to sting you. What's the most backhanded compliment you've ever received?
Oh, this is probably recently because of Instagram. You're accurate. What did they say to me? This is only a few weeks ago. You're not that annoying as you are online, and I actually don't hate gay people the way I do after meeting you anymore. Oh. I was like, great.
So you are hate crimed anyway.
Hate
that's
crime.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, great.
That's
I was
not
like,
a
I didn't ask you for your opinion, and you don't look like a cunt, but go on about Jedi.
Where did that happen?
Oh, no. Don't. That was 20 Tails. Oh. I know. That was in the middle of Bingo Loco. I'm trying to dance.
Someone's like, I don't hate you, Kajan.
I hate gays. I was like, oh, great. I was like, fuck off. I was like, get me a shot. And then Cara Bork slipped and booted the ankle off me. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's never going to
So that's
that
my one. Go on, Carly.
The most backhanded compliment, and I think it's the same for everybody.
It like, it's not now.
The most backhanded compliment I've ever received is, you're lethal looking for a ginger.
Who's doing this now, farmer?
No. Every fella ever.
Oh.
You're lethal looking for a ginger. Oh. Not just good looking for a person. No, for a ginger. No, nice one.
Do you not
yeah?
love that one?
Sound. No, not at all.
Why?
That's a backhanded compliment. That's like, you're lovely looking for being poxy looking.
Oh.
But that's what it is.
Yeah, actually, if you think about
that
it.
That is literally what they're saying. And do you know what? I get it. We're not the best looking group of people.
Oh, yes, are.
Sean.
You, Dre, Jesse.
Yeah, listen, them girls are gorgeous, but I'm not a conventional, and don't start with all this.
I knew you were going to jump in.
Don't, because I'm not a conventionally pretty woman. We are, like, there is this, like, beauty standard, which, again, it's a load of bollocks. But if you want to go through that, I'm not a conventionally pretty woman. But what I make up for it in is I'm fucking hilarious. And you know what's also funny as well, I read this on the internet the other day, that gingers are substantially better in bed because we feel like we have more to prove. Oh. It's like, I may not be pretty, but I'll suck the soul out of you.
No,
so here we are.
I'm sucking the souls again out of people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Ma's
no.
going to punch the head off you again
break
next week.
Me fucking no. I think me Ma's actually like at this stage.
Isn't she
you know
the
what,
cutest
love?
Woman ever?
What?
Sharing it onto her actual page. Everyone go vote for
no,
Carly
how
and Sean.
Cute was she?
No,
how
she's
cute
the cute. I was
she?
Like, this just popped up as normal. I thought it was a story. And she's like, everyone please go vote for Sean and Carly. Sharing
she
the
sat me down the other day and she was like, no, will you do show me how to do the sharing now? How do I do a share? She says, I says, oh, please. I actually can't go. She is the sweetest person.
My ma is like you with the podcast. She has listened from start to finish. Every day she cleans, she has it in a little morning coat pocket.
Oh my God, yeah. My ma wears a little thing around her neck. Does it's she? Like a little sleeve. Yeah. And she puts the
yeah.
phone in
and she walks around cleaning the house listening to us. And she's like, that bleeding yeah. great, telling everyone. And everyone's like, what's a podcast? I'm like, man, now your generation wouldn't get it in the pub. And like, he's a podcast. And they're like, yeah, great.
They're
brilliant.
So proud.
You can
of
just
us.
Google it if you want. And you can just, I'm like, man.
Get your phone and do the Google.
But she
and
has
I show
no
you.
Spotify account. And she has no Apple phone. She has a bleeding Nokia 32 microwave.
And she still finds a way.
She still finds a way to play it. I don't know how. It's so weird. But now she is the cutest woman ever.
Right.
Well,
I might
now,
sing you.
Is this
sing
the
this
other
one.
Thing that you sent me?
I might sing you this one. Where's the strangest place that you've had sex?
No, Carly. Do I get to ask you this one?
Yeah.
Right.
You had already said a slorgan.
No, I did never say slorgan car park. You dirty up all nighter. Slorgan car park.
Leave that.
My car wouldn't get me out there. No money to get to Stillorgan.
Ian is after looking Sean square in the face and go, we already know where that was, Stillorgan car park.
No.
Sean said, excuse me.
That must have been one of your other little hooker boys. That must have been Stillorgan car park. Imagine me driving. I don't even have the car anyway. Imagine me driving the little Opel in there. No, In me bollocks to you. I'm back at you again in Stillorgan car park.
We already know where it was shot in Stillorgan car park. Even certain rumours about you.
No, literally rumour had it, Adele, go on.
That's what he heard.
Oh, I am very giddy.
Oh my God.
Right, where is the shot? I don't really know.
Sean, where was it? Was it Stillorgan car park?
Oh,
Wayne, God. You're dangerous.
Oh,
you
would
have to not be talking about me like that.
No.
Fucking making up lies.
Oh, where's the strangest place?
Where is the strangest
well,
place?
Well, obviously, everyone has sex in the car. Don't say you didn't. Ian would have been on his bike because, like, Mary Poppins. E.T. in the basket. But no, like, nowhere was very strange.
I don't know whether to expose myself.
Yeah, well, you are.
No, well, this podcast
it
is
wasn't
forever,
Stillorgan, by the way.
And.
Oh, but I get exposed in Stillorgan where I never was.
Yeah, well, it's at least it's a lie about you.
You can, go
it's
on.
It's the truth about me.
Go on. Go on.
I can't, Sean.
You can't ask me
listened.
That question and then fucking
you
put me in the gutter.
You never answered me. You fucking idiot.
I said I didn't know. I said obviously
oh,
I haven't
right,
had
so
sex
that's
in the car,
answer,
but that's
well,
not
I don't
very strange. Them. Yeah, no, I don't really know.
What are you lying for?
Hey, Bebo, what are you lying for?
What are you getting nervous for?
I'm not getting nervous. I'm
Where's
trying to think.
Where's the strangest place you've
you know
done?
I forgot last week.
Something no, has to stand out to you.
It doesn't. I'm going to go bye, Carly. Mom, I love you so much. Mom, I love you. I love you. I love you. You remember, so you may as well just do a go on.
I may or may not have for comedic purpose.
Comedic purpose.
Yeah, 100%. 100. That's all it's for. It's fiction.
Right.
May or may not have. Done a bit of carrying on and you know them train toilets where you press the button. No, like it. No, shiting myself in case someone's pressing buttons because there's a way to untap them. I'm telling you now, I've pressed the lock on that fucker a million times and it's came open on me.
Maybe a million times you're doing that on a train toilet?
Shut on.
I wish you could see our little fish in the fucking demon mode today. Oh, Sean.
Cut it out. So your claim to fame is back. Did you see that?
Big Brother?
Yeah.
Hello, guys. I don't work in Skechers anymore. I can't give you memory foam shoes for your sore feet, but I can give you good teeth this time. Oh, God.
And you actually learned how to speak.
Yes.
Woohoo.
No, I'd still walk in and be like, yeah. I would. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I think I'd be fine. I definitely would. The last time I done it was, we flew over at like 3 a.m. It was like a red-eye flight.
And you
so
had
we had to, wait around till like 1 o'clock.
Stage,
so. I'd like 9 coffees. That was the same with the circle. I'd like 9 coffees for that as well. And I was just like, go 90. I was like, no. But I would have, I'd just sit down and have about a bottle of wine before I go in. And I'd be like, right, ready to rock.
But you're very you now.
I'm very
you weren't
me now.
Very
no,
you
yeah.
then.
And I have a few little one-liners here and there. But like, no, that whole process, having to stand up and do like, would you rather with people and all, shut up and sit
I'd
down.
I'd have a horn for that.
You
I'd be
would.
Into that.
I was the
I
only one that,
did
only Kim
that.
Kardashian one. And then they were like, no. And I was the only one that stood there and I was like, they're like, why are you standing there? I was like, because I'm kind of half and half. And then everyone started moving in. I was like, right, you can speak now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But no, it is very scary. 900 cameras, people with clipboards. And
I'd
like
be
and
mad into it. See that? That's my idea of buzz.
What?
I'd tumble into that room. I'd be like, who wants
off?
To know what? Watch us want.
You only have a few seconds, so you'd better get it together.
Absolutely. I'd say, tell me what you want and you can get it. Doesn't matter what it is.
45 seconds, you have to go. 100%. And you start blowing whistles. That's just like sports say.
Blow my whistle, bitch. I'm just there singing to them.
Oh, it's awful. Do you be freaking out now when you have to do, you have to do a whole book. It's like a Bible. You have to tell everyone and anything, like all your doctors, what has happened to everyone's like house.
And
address.
You wouldn't let me into the fucking house if that was the poxy case. Medical history yet. No, there's a thesaurus. Go through that. For fuck's sake.
I just want the 6 weeks off just to chill out. That's all I want.
Sean, you've had 800 weeks off. Honey.
Yeah, I know, but now I realise that I actually really love it, so I want another 6 weeks
right,
off.
Right, I get you. Yeah, I understand.
How many weeks?
I had 2.5 years off, actually, at one stage because I had cancer, Sean. Lads, I put up a question box there the other day and asked everybody, first of all, for the Ash or Auntie section for some questions. And then second of all, if anybody had any suggestions of things that they wanted to hear in the podcast. So somebody got in touch. It was actually in the anonymous one saying that there is a thread on Reddit called Am I the Arsehole? Right, I never heard of it and I was actually so interested when I seen the message and they were like, give it a Google there, but could you please go onto it and have a look at some of the threads and speak about it because I think some of them are really interesting. So basically the thread is a load of scenarios given. So it's like sticky situations that people get into. And obviously, I'll ask you now, Sean, what you think, and people can get the gist
right,
of it.
Baby.
So basically, the first one is something that I think everybody is after experiencing at some point in their like life, whether it be in work, whether it be in school, whether it be in college. Everybody has had this issue. So somebody is after posting on the thread saying, am I the arsehole for telling my co-worker about their really bad hygiene?
Oh, God. We really have all experienced that, haven't we?
Everybody has, in one way or another, had this problem somewhere. Do you think that they are an arsehole for bringing it to their attention?
Absolutely not.
I don't believe they are. I think especially
if like me and your work together, like, and it wasn't like obviously best friends or like best friend work friends, that kind of thing. You'd be like, oh, Sean, this thing today, like, you know.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, especially if you have to, one, be in a working environment with them, and two, when other people are speaking about people and making fun of them, like, that makes me weak. Like, I just can't cope with that. So I'd much rather, if it was me in that position, somebody come to me and tell me.
Rather than the whole bleeding shop talk about you.
Am I the arsehole for refusing to give my co-worker a ride to work for a week?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Very tired in the morning, couldn't look at you, go and ask me pipe. I'll see you when I get there.
So, like that, a friend of mine was in this situation, right? Their kids, they all live in the same area.
It depends on who the co-worker is. Like, if you don't really know them, like, and they're just expecting, like, ask me fuck. Yeah, but, like, they're working with them for young, so they're like, right, don't talk to me until we get to work, we have a coffee and that kind of thing. Because me and Sean again, I was just Sula, and I had no care. She'd be like, yeah, I'll collect you at the corner, but she'd be blaring fucking Liam Gallagher, and she'd be like, shut up and don't even talk to me when we get to work.
You have that's your different. Own morning routine, do you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's what I mean.
So, no, but I have a friend and like that, she has a kid, and then there's obviously other kids that live in the area, they all live in the same place, and one of the mothers had sent their child to a different school and was getting them to get the bus or whatever to go to the school. And whatever happened, it didn't work out. So the mother had then put the child into the same school as all the other kids in the area and was just like, oh, well, you can just drop my child to school with your child, can't you? And my friend was like, sorry, what? That's and she was like, yeah, well, you're driving there anyway, so you can just drive my child, like. And she was like, not really, like. And she was like, well, that makes no sense because you're going there anyway. No, you have to take into consideration, right? Say if my friend wanted to go to our nanny's after school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Say if, like, it's going to be a morning that they were late, or say that other child was late in the mornings and they're holding up the other child and the other parent. Bear in mind, my friend works as well, so she had to be back for a certain time. So she had to turn around and tell her, like, no, sorry, I know they're all going to the same place.
Why is,
like,
someone telling you that?
We have to run off here on schedule. I wouldn't have then.
No, look at you.
I wouldn't have the cheek to ask someone, and I really wouldn't. No, like, I said,
imagine someone asking you that. And be like, yeah, well, I'm driving that way anyway.
I'd say, yeah, and that's my own business. I'd say, are you putting petrol in my car? Go on. Like, I understand people, you can help people out of a little situation, and there may be a few days here and there that you have to. But, sorry. Like, that situation, no, I'm not dropping a child's girl for a year. Not a hope. Not a hope.
But if I am back and work and anyone does live close by, I don't have a car, so if you really want to drop me to work.
Sounds like, so basically, that applies to everybody else but me.
But me, so if you really want to drop me and be a lovely colleague, that'd be great. And that's, what's it called? Ash arsehole or something?
What's it? Ash arsehole.
Am I the arsehole? Is it American, did you say?
It's a thread on Reddit. It's an American thing. Oh, I have another
one. Oh, what?
Am I an arsehole for asking my roommate to move out because I'm sick of his loud and obnoxious girlfriend staying over every night?
Oh, that's no, just tell them to go fuck off. Like,
that's a difficult one.
Oh, that really is, actually, isn't it?
Like, you both say, living in a gaff.
Ian, how would you feel about that? Yeah, you would. Yeah, he'd say, yeah, fuck off. Good one.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
like, if I had to listen to you through the wall, like, when I'm trying to chill out, I'd be losing my will to live. Now, with you cackling in there, I'd be very jealous because you're cackling and I've no one to cackle with, but yeah.
But that's another thing as well, because when you have partners staying over, like, obviously they're going to be in and around your living, like, your sitting your room space. And your kitchen, and say you had, like, you wanted to make dinner, but they're like, oh, no, actually, I'm making something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Get
it's
the
like
fuck
when the kids come down.
My house. Or say if you want to go and shower or have a bath.
Just want to live your life in your own house
basically,
that you're paying your rent for.
And this stranger is just floating around, not paying a fucking penny. I'd be like, no, do you know what? You and your board hop, skip and jump, because
go on.
No.
Go on.
Fucking keep it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, lads, it's a funny sex story time.
Yee-hoo!
Ooh, woo! Now, I know some of them are disgusting, but this isn't us, and I know they may be vile, so if you want to just click the little 15 seconds and jump on. But, so this girl went on a date with a fella that she really liked, and they were on the tour date. And basically, she brought him back to the house.
Right.
But as he went up to the room to do their dirty bits, obviously he was in pitch black and they're doing what they had to do, as you do. And then he was like, you know what, I'm just going to leave. And so they did, and the housemate was like, sorry, why did he just leave? Like, I thought everything was going good. She's like, I really don't know. He's like, just had to up and leave. Turns out the dog was in the corner after pissing and shitting all over the floor but full on diarrhea. So they walked back in, she didn't realise, and she's like, why did it knock the light on the dog? She's just sitting there, was sick and like everything all over the floor, so he must have just smelt that and just thought that was horror and was like, oh no, not today, and I'm just leaving. No, he was like, I just have to go, very sorry, but the dog didn't clearly move and there was just sick piss and shit all over the floor. And he was like, no, sorry. And they didn't know until they knocked the light on the dog. It was just there, they're like, where's the dog gone? Like, how would you feel about that?
So he thought she was just stinking.
Like,
no, that is a bad one. Imagine
and dog shite as well, lingering through your room.
And could she not smell anything?
No, she obviously can't. God love her. She probably had the COVID now.
Yeah, no, she needs to go to doctors first of all.
She needs to bring her dog to the vet. Our dog's not well.
Or is she?
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, you'd be mortified.
Getting on with it. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to live.
Did she explain herself to him, I hope?
I don't know.
I fucking hope she did.
She explained herself to me in about 900 sections too. Anyway. Right, Carly. Has this ever happened to you? So this boyfriend and girlfriend that were like basically together loving each other, he were having jiggy and he wrapped himself up, but she said that after he came out there was nothing there, as in the condom was gone off of him. So she was like, obviously it's inside me, but I don't want to make a big deal about it. So they done their bit and she was like, right, I'm gonna go home. And turns out as she was walking away, her like legs started squeaking. So like she was like, it just started squeaking and there's me and it's just like dripping out as it does. And she was like, I just had to keep going and just saying, right, I love you, goodbye. Like, can you imagine just squeaky like a floorboard leaving, but it's actually a hoot and then he's squeaking up.
Oh my days. No, that, to be fair, no, that has never happened to me. Now,
the amount of people that has happened to,
I've had situations where it's broke, definitely. Not the banjo.
Oh, I thought you meant the banjo thing. I was like, what?
No, Jesus, I wouldn't know what to do. I've had a few friends in that situation. Don't do it for me, because I'm just going to leave you on your own to deal with that, because I will faint. So that's not my business. But now I've had situations where the condom broke, and Sean, it's fucking scary. It's not cute. Oh. And you know what's even more not cute?
Wow.
Going in for the fucking morning halftime pill and having to fucking announce yourself and sit like a bold child writing all your details down on a clipboard in the middle of a chemist. That's what's not nice. But yeah, no, I'm lucky enough to have not had that happen.
You all right?
What's wrong? It's that second
that's
coffee.
Our coffee.
It's the second coffee.
You finally drank it.
Hanging.
Carly buys a coffee and leaves it there for 4 days and then drinks it out of her car.
But in fairness, that's my second one today and I never usually drink two.
There's another one about, no, like, why do people go and have sex straight after a full curry? I want to know. Had a curry, went to do the business, but as I was pulling up his sheets, I farted and followed through and squirted all over sheets. Like, what do you mean, Mrs.?
Did she do a full pill?
Like, she knew as well as someone was gargling at her, like, and she's just like,
yeah,
little.
Yeah, but Sean, I'm not being funny, aunt.
Yeah, come on.
If I have a rage and harden, I'm not going to go, oh, I best not because I had a curry. I'm going to get me home.
Well, if someone was gargling, I'd say, obviously. Like, you couldn't just.
Would you ever get that instant pain out of nowhere?
Oh, and they're just like,
that can happen.
Yeah.
Where you think everything's fine and dandy and then you just move the wrong way and
Yeah, but that's like after our morning coffee. You're like, right, like sonic to the toilet, I do be.
Oh, that poor
but like,
girl.
No, she squatted all over sheets. Can you imagine how awful that
would
be?
Can I just ask you, what would you actually do if you'd done a poo in a bed? What would you do? What can you do? Do you just look at them and go, oopsie?
Or
do
we
you
know just... what your friend can do anyway. Just do the bed to the floor.
Like, Sean, what do you do?
No, you just imagine your face and all. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're together or not, but like, no, you have to end up cleaning and changing the sheets.
I'd have
all.
To get in a relationship with that person. Do you know why? Because I could let a stranger walk around telling people that I shat in the bed. I'd have to be like, do you know what? Me and you are married now because you're not about to go around telling everybody that I shat all over your bed sheets. So now we're together. And that'd be me with a new fella. I had a shite on him. Hello.
What's a vulva? No, what is a vulva?
Is that still recording?
Yeah. What's a vulva? Is that something got to do with your pussy pipe? Do you know what a vulva is? Yeah, well, I'm a gay boy. Like, obviously, I don't know the bleeding ins and outs of your Mary.
It was just said it from your chest. What's a vulva?
Yeah, what is a vulva? It sounds like a Pokemon.
It's Pajakuchi.
All right. Well, so, someone was a bridesmaid at our sister's wedding and told everyone that the flowers that she had, the boutique was called Vulvas.
But the boutique?
What?
The boutique? Did you call it a bouquet?
A bouquet, a boutique. Oh God, the bouquet of flowers are called vulvas, but they're actually tulips. That's what I was getting to. So I was like, what is a vulva before I read it out to you?
She told everybody at the wedding she had a bouquet of vulvas.
A bouquet of pussies.
Beautiful. So lads, we're in with this week's Asharanti doesn't rat on you. Now, so the first one. Oh, I feel really bad because don't get me wrong, I think everybody kind of hits this bump in their own relationship at some point.
Right.
What would you do if your fella of 8 years has no sex drive? I've tried talking to him about it, but I'm giving up now, to be honest.
Oh, I actually know someone that has this and they're supposed to be getting married and all, and it's very bad and I love her so much. And she's just like, no, I just love him. And she's like, sometimes it's just not all there in the head and I just have to love him because the kid and the dogs and everything. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, if this is the way it's going to be and you just get it every now and again, like once in a blue moon, I was like, is that really true love? Like, and like, she's like, no, like I want it. And he's literally like, no, you're not getting it. And yeah. She's still getting married to him. So like, it's just, but she sat him down, everything was good and they're working on it now.
Lovely.
So it just honestly depends.
It depends on what type of person you are, right? Because an awful lot of people will come out and say like, no, sex is such a huge part of the relationship and you have to have it to make it work and this, that and the other. But then you have some people that actually really just aren't that sexually driven. No, but have no real interest in it. Like, yeah, they'll have it every now and again, but they won't die without it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's fair. But, if you're after expressing this to somebody and you do feel you need a jump every now and again, and they're just saying point blank no, that's not the best thing.
Especially
that's not great.
8 years.
That would make me reconsider being in a relationship with somebody because I'm a very sexual person and I know you wouldn't think it. I love a good spin. So if someone's going to turn around and say to me, no, listen, you're not getting your hoopla, I'd say, I know. It wouldn't be for me, but like, because even if, right, you try and pretend, oh, it's okay, I actually don't mind, you become so resentful to that person and you get really wound up and it shows up in different parts of your relationship.
You start thinking, am I good looking? Is that why they're not having sex with me?
This is what I mean. You kind of lose your spark within yourself because you're not getting that. To be honest, it's basic human nature that you need. Some people need it. And if you're not getting given it, love, and it's you're 8 year in and this person you're after expressing your feelings to them and they're not willing to change it, maybe it's time to get a new little
There's billions of people out there that'll give you a spin and break their back.
All they ever say is there's so many people on the planet. There is someone that'll rock your world off and break your spine.
And we'll still go back to the ones that focus up a few months before that, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I do. I think that if it's been discussed and there's no movement on it, my darling, I'm sorry.
You need to move.
Move on yourself.
Okay.
That was number
one. Maybe just
one.
Play this out loud for them. And if they don't do it, we'll just go
wham. Yeah, just play it in the background and be like, oh my God, you hear that girl? So.
Did you hear that girl?
Right, hang on. Oh.
What? Next one?
Yeah.
Why are you scratching your head?
Okay.
Like
keep this anonymous, please. I always will. I'll never read
I can't say that word.
Anonymous?
I can't say anonymous.
Anonymous?
Anonymous.
Right, so. Still in love with my ex, but my family don't want us together. Not sure how to handle it at
Luca
all.
Luca and Gemma.
That's a shite one. I feel like family has such influence over our relationships.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, they really do. Like, I've been in situations before like that, not even full-blown relationships, but in situations where I'd have been seeing someone. And my ma's point blank, no. It's just a no for me. And I'm like, ma, will you please? Like, and she's like,
please,
no.
Please, ma, I'm too tired. It's
no,
not
simple
else,
as.
No.
She's like, fucking no, I don't like them. Don't want to talk to them. Don't want to be around them. Simple as, there you go. It's a very, very difficult thing. Most of the time it's out of goodness of their heart because they can see
they can
that
just
they're not decent
right,
for
you. Frightened to fucking like.
Who was it?
Kids in the background.
Oh, there I am. Image.
Sorry, most of the time it's out of what? Goodness of your heart.
Most of the time it is out of goodness of their heart and they're only, they have your best interest, you know what I'm saying? And when you're in a situation like that and if the person is toxic, you have your rose-coloured glasses on and you can't see how bad they are for you. It's always easier as an outsider looking in, being able to recognise when someone's bad for you.
Yeah.
So, maybe this person.
Yeah, but why? What did they do that your family don't like you? Like,
well, they didn't say that. They just asked.
I know, but that's another question that you have to kind of really have in your head. Like, for them.
Well, what would you do if you were really so in love with a person, right? And they did treat you well. Let's say they weren't toxic. They did treat you well, but your family and them just didn't click. Would you stay with said person and try to explain yourself to your family? Would you say to your family, listen, this is the way it is. I'm going to be with them. Or would their influence be enough for you to finish with the person that you really care about?
I wouldn't even get to that part. Mama P just like, get out. Get out. No, she's a psycho.
What would you do?
It's really hard, isn't it, when you're put in that position? Because I probably would stay with them. But then I'm like, oh no, because now, like now, because I really want everyone to be friends and family with, like, having just a loving, like, relationship and come for the Sunday dinner.
I get where you're coming from, but I'd also hate to think that anybody would have any sort of control over what I wanted and what I felt was right for me. That'd really bother me. Like, say if I was in a relationship with this person and they were treating me really well, they weren't upsetting me, they weren't hurting me, and they were doing right by me, but their personalities just clashed with my family members. I'm not going to let my family turn me off this person just because they don't like share the same interests or they don't really have the same vibe. Now, if he was a cunt to me and he was horrible, I'd get it. That's different. But if someone is lovely to you and yous mesh well, and just because your family isn't really fond on them, I wouldn't let that stop me. So again, it all comes down to the factors around the situation. But if this person is genuinely good to you, don't just try and butter a fucking up though. Don't just be like, oh yeah, he's lovely. He only shouted at me twice this week. Like, that's... If that phone falls one more time in this office, I swear to God, I'm going to flip the whole kip.
It's an office now, not a lunchbox anymore.
We've upgraded, guys.
No.
Don't be trying to butter up. You know if someone's good or bad for you, but yeah, I wouldn't let someone influence me that much if I knew that I was happy with the person.
I'm going to take it back and I'm going to say I wouldn't be with them because I want everyone to be friends and family together and just have a loving relationship.
But that means that that's not really your decision then, doesn't it? That means that you're letting...
I need to know what the whole background thing is. That's what I mean.
You're like, I need
to know why they hate him. I need to know.
There's definitely a reason.
There's definitely a reason. Do not just hate you for no reason. Yeah. Like, what now?
Someone's out there making a laugh, oh, me and you.
What did I say?
Someone goes, you as both seem to be in the gym. What are your eating habits?
Me? In the gym? What? With my broken ankle?
What are your eating habits? So it's Boujum on a Monday, McDonald's on a Tuesday.
No, literally. I can't even stand right with me left foot. I'm like Rumpelstiltskin and he's asking me in the gym. No.
We both seem to be in the gym, Sean. Yeah,
I'm
no, there's a My Protein deal coming pretty soon.
No, lads,
I felt attacked. I felt attacked by
that. I haven't done a gym since my 8-week transformation.
Yeah, I think that was a joke, Sean. I think they were laughing at us. Yeah.
Fuck you anyway, whoever you are, you pox. In the gym. Can't afford a gym membership.
How to deal with constant rejection from guys. Losing hope and turning 30 soon.
You're looking at me? Are you looking at me? You fucking little...
By Sean Phipps.
I wrote that in. Carly, what would you do for me? Because basically this is me. Come on, tell me.
You can't ask the person that has the same problem. No, I'm only joking. I don't get rejected because I actually don't talk
to
them.
No, neither do I. Lads, when I play Tinder and someone's like, hey, I'm like very tired on match, I can't talk back. So I really don't reply to anyone to even put myself out there.
So first of all, I want to give you a little kudos because putting yourself out there is so difficult. So no, I do have to congratulate
you. I'm just
you
clapping into the mic.
Yeah, like I haven't got the confidence to put myself out there. Like I couldn't like approach someone first. I let it be known that I liked someone first. I haven't got the bottle. And yeah, 100%, I have to say fair fucks to you because that's the hardest part of it. So listen, not everybody is going to be into it. That's just fucking part of life.
No, we
literally
are the same person, because I wouldn't walk up to anyone either.
No,
reply to anyone.
But obviously this girl is after putting herself forward to people, and she's after fucking letting people know, and that is half the battle. Like, fair play to her. But all I can say is you can't take rejection personally. Like, everybody, again, has different preferences, likes different people, likes different traits in people. So you're not always going to be everybody's cup of tea. Don't let that stop you from putting yourself out there. Don't let that knock your confidence, because there is going to be someone one day that's going to go, she's a little cracker. Fair play to her for that. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think confidence is a very attractive trait to have. Don't let that dull your shine. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're going to end up in the right place at the right time eventually.
I'm going to use my quote now. People don't like you for you, do you? Even more. There you go, girl.
This is it, baby girl. No, but I actually...
Or I'll get a medium reading and see where you're going to be in 6 months down the line.
And just follow every part of it.
It's August now, and apparently I'm going to fall in love. Okay?
But no, like I said, you just can't take rejection personally, and that's in any situation, in a job setting, in a dating setting. Fuck it. Just keep on doing you. The right one will come along at some stage. And if the right one doesn't come along, you're the right one, because you're a little legend.
Okay. Right. Brilliant, Kelly. That was very lovely. You're very covered the quotes today.
And the last one. This is advice from like the two of us mostly. I'd love to be able to talk on me stories and all that, but my anxiety is just telling me no. Did you ever have the same feeling? So there's not much context to it. I'm not sure whether you mean you want to talk about like personal stuff or whether you mean as regards like blogging or trying to get into that sort of thing. But if you're just looking to chat in your stories about like general stuff, just get on and talk. Just nobody really cares. That's the one important thing you have to remember. Nobody really gives a fuck.
And the people that don't give a fuck will just unfollow you, and the people that do will still stay there for you. And it goes after 24 hours anyway, so it'll be done.
Or else you can delete it straight away if you're not happy with it. But nobody really cares that much. Like, they really don't. And that's something you have to keep in mind with whatever you do online. Like, nobody really gives a
no
shit.
No one gives a fuck. You'll be
so
fine.
So just, trust yourself and have a bit of fun with it. Have a bleak and giggle. It's not the most serious thing in the world. It's not as if you're fucking... bringing a thesis to somebody. Like, you're literally just doing a little story and fucking it up online. So, 100% get on it. Do what you enjoy.
We'll support you. Home, watch our handle. We'll follow you.
Your handle. Yeah, so that's all for this week, you guys.
Carly hates me because I am trying to run out the door to get myself ready.
Now, and you'll notice for Ibiza. But listen, he's gone to Ibiza on Friday. So... hope you come back alive, because I don't really know if I could do this on my own.
Hope I don't have that spooky reading and it's true, does that? With my ankle and the
stay away from boats, Sean.
I want to.
He was told to stay away from boats. No.
Yachts, actually.
He was told to stay away from boats. And if you get on so much as a fucking dinky on this holiday, I swear to God.
I'd be like,
no Lilo's, no nothing.
What?
No.
I'm beyond me Lilo in the sea.
Oh, good.
Right,
Jesus.
Well, go warm anyway, because I have to go. I love yous. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.